This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
AT&T looks to gobble up T-Mobile.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning. From APM, American Public Media, in Los Angeles, I'm Adrienne Hill, in for Jeremy Hobson. AT&T says it wants to pay $39 billion for T-Mobile, creating the country's largest cell phone company. Marketplace's David Gura has been following the news this morning and joins us live. Good morning, David.
Hey, Adrienne.
So how's this deal going to work?
Well, AT&T's agreed to buy T-Mobile from Deutsche Telekom for $25 billion in cash plus $14 billion in stock. So we're talking about a pretty large deal here if it's approved by regulators. And that's a big if, a lot of analysts say. AT&T would become the biggest wireless provider in the U.S. with around 130 million customers. I talked to Chris King, an analyst with Stifel Nicolaus, and he says there are a lot of reasons why this deal makes sense.
They can, you know, consolidate everything from cell towers to spectrum to handset purchases to, you know, sales and, you know, marketing staffs.
And with that, there'd be significant cost savings, and AT&T could improve its network.
But won't this just give consumers fewer wireless options? And what's it going to do to my cell phone bill?
Well, because of those concerns about competition, the deal has to be approved by both the Justice Department and the Federal Communications Commission. The analysts I spoke to said we'll just have to wait and see. Weston Hendrick follows the wireless industry for Current Analysis. He says he assumes AT&T has thought this through.
They've probably gone through the first steps to kind of put their toes in the water to make sure that this is going to go through. But, you know, nothing is a given.
So for customers, there's a chance prices could go down. And as I said, Adrian, AT&T users could get better coverage.
Marketplace's David Gura in Washington. Thanks, David.
Thank you.
Our sister show, the Marketplace Tech Report, has more about the story at marketplace.org. Smoke was seen near one of the reactors at Japan's battered nuclear power plant, but according to officials, there's been little change in radiation levels. Whatever happens, the nuclear crisis is going to affect how Japan gets power. And as one of the world's largest electricity consumers, that's a big deal. A switch from nuclear to more fossil fuels will have consequences for global climate change goals. As we continue to follow the human and economic tragedy in Japan, Eve Tro reports from the Marketplace Sustainability Desk.
When Japan signed the United Nations Kyoto Protocol, it promised to steadily reduce its carbon emissions. Nuclear energy has been a big part of that, since it's a low-carbon power source. Henry Derwent heads the International Emissions Trading Association.
Their plans to meet their Kyoto target will have to be changed because they're going to be emitting more.
Emitting more carbon as they make up for lost nuclear power with coal, gas, and oil. Though given the disaster, Japan could renegotiate its Kyoto goals. Europe is set to emit more as well. Germany has taken nuclear plants offline. Switzerland has suspended future projects. More fossil fuels there, too. But any country that's agreed to reduce emissions and will now pollute more has to pay through buying carbon credits, says Point Carbon analyst Lisa Zeljit.
So if one cheap abatement opportunity, namely nuclear, falls by the wayside, then something else will have to make up for it and carbon prices will be higher in the meantime.
But Zeljit says no one's yet talking about the long-term choice between radiation and carbon pollution. I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks in Asia are mostly up today on news over the weekend that Japan made some progress in its battle to control radiation leaks. Markets in Japan are closed today for a public holiday. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow rose 83 points to close at 11,858. Boeing completed the first test flight of its new and newly massive revamped 747 jumbo jet yesterday. The plane will seat 467.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact Event Marketing, working to help small businesses and nonprofits make their events easier with event registration and marketing tools. ConstantContact.com. by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896. AllianzUSA.com. And by Thomson Reuters, committed to empowering professionals of the world with the knowledge needed to do what they do best, the Knowledge Effect.
This week marks 1 year since President Obama signed the health care reform law. The law requires everyone to have insurance and sets up exchanges where individuals can compare policies. But there's a big group of immigrants living in this country who won't be part of the plan. And as Jennifer Collins reports, that has some states thinking about reforming reform.
There are about 11 million undocumented immigrants in this country, and this is how most of them get their health care.
Maria Morales.
At a crowded free clinic or a local emergency room. Most illegal immigrants don't have health insurance. Those who do typically buy it on the individual market, where premiums can be sky high. Under reform, the new exchanges will make individual policies more affordable, but the federal law prohibits illegal immigrants from using the exchanges. Sonal Ambegaokar is a health policy attorney with the National Immigration Law Center.
So we will still have the issue of certain uninsured people going to the emergency room as their primary source of care and having that cost shifted to all of us.
In California, that cost is already more than $1 billion a year. Mike O'Day is a health policy associate at Children Now. He says California set up its insurance exchange to require insurers that want to participate to also create alternatives for illegal immigrants and others who can't use the exchange.
It calls for these outside options by requiring insurance companies to offer similar plans outside of the exchange at the same price.
O'Day says other states are looking at adopting California's model.
Some people call it the residual markets, the shadow exchange.
He says bringing in immigrants who tend to be young and healthy would help insurers offset the cost of the sicker people that they would be required to take on. Arturo Vargas Bustamante researches immigrant healthcare at UCLA.
It's definitely controversial because it's like an indirect way of providing coverage to this population.
But Vargas Bustamante says the real question is whether undocumented immigrants will be able to afford the policies, whether they're in the shadows or not. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And finally, a study out shows the worst enemy of birds is the pet house cat. According to the Journal of Ornithology, kitties are more dangerous to birds than wind turbines, which have been taking a lot of the blame recently. By some estimates, cats kill 500 million birds a year. Good reason to keep Mr. Whiskers inside. In Los Angeles, I'm Adrienne Hill. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The Triangle Shirtwaist Factory fire was 100 years ago, and a lot of what was said afterward back then is being said again today.
The chant that went up after this tragedy was, who will protect the working girl? And now we hear people from all sides saying, well, who will protect working people?
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Lessons from History next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.